We're going to be reading a story called Tomas and the Library Lady. Follow along in your book as I read the story out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear. Ready? Tomas and the Library Lady by Pat Mora. It was midnight. The light of the full moon followed the tired old car. Tomas was tired too, hot and tired. He missed his own bed in his own house in Texas. Tomas was on his way to Iowa again with his family. His mother and father were farm workers. They picked fruit and vegetables for Texas farmers in the winter and for Iowa farmers in the summer. Year after year, they bumped along in their rusty old car. "Mama," whispered Tomas, "if I had a glass of cold water, I would drink it in large gulps. I would suck the ice. I would pour the last drops of water on my face." Tomas was glad when the car finally stopped. He helped his grandfather, Papa Grande, climb down. Tomas said, "Buenas noches," good night, to Papa, Mama, Papa Grande, and to his little brother Enrique. He curled up on the cot in the small house that his family shared with the other workers. Early the next morning, Mama and Papa went out to pick corn in the green fields. All day they worked in the hot sun. Tomas and Enrique carried water to them. Then the boys played with a ball Mama had sewn from an old teddy bear. When they got hot, they sat under a tree with Papa Grande. "Tell us the story about the man in the forest," said Tomas. Tomas liked to listen to Papa Grande tell stories in Spanish. Papa Grande was the best storyteller in the family. "En un tiempo pasado," Papa Grande began. "Once upon a time, on a windy night, a man was riding a horse through a forest. The wind was howling, ooh, and the leaves were blowing, whish, whish. All of a sudden, something grabbed the man. He couldn't move. He was too scared to look around. All night long, he wanted to ride away, but he couldn't. How the wind howled, ooh! How the leaves blew, how his teeth chattered. Finally, the sun came up. Slowly, the man turned around. And who do you think was holding him?" Tomas smiled and said, "A thorny tree." Papa Grande laughed. "Tomas, you know all my stories," he said. "There are many more in the library. You are big enough to go by yourself. Then you can teach us new stories." The next morning, Tomas walked downtown. He looked at the big library. Its tall windows were like eyes glaring at him. Tomas walked around and around the big building. He saw children coming out carrying books. Slowly, he started climbing up the steps. He counted them to himself in Spanish. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. His mouth felt full of cotton. Tomas stood in front of the library doors. He pressed his nose against the glass and peeked in. The library was huge. A hand tapped his shoulder. Tomas jumped. A tall lady looked down at him. "It's a hot day," she said. "Come inside and have a drink of water." "What's your name?" she asked. "Tomas," he said. "Come, Tomas," she said. Inside, it was cool. Tomas had never seen so many books. The lady watched him. "Come," she said again, leading him to a drinking fountain. "First some water. Then I will bring books to this table for you. What would you like to read about? Tigers, dinosaurs, said Tomas. Tomas drank the cold water. He looked at the tall ceiling. He looked at all the books around the room. He watched the lady take some books from the shelves and bring them to the table. This chair is for you, Tomas, she said. Tomas sat down. Then, very carefully, he took a book from the pile and opened it. Tomas saw dinosaurs bending their long necks to lap shiny water. He heard the cries of a wild snake bird. He felt the warm neck of the dinosaur as he held on tight for a ride. Tomas forgot about the library lady. He forgot about Iowa and Texas. Tomas, Tomas, said the library lady softly. Tomas looked around. The library was empty. The sun was setting. The library lady looked at Tomas for a long time. She said, Tomas, would you like to borrow 2 library books? I will check them out in my name. Tomas walked out of the library carrying his books. He ran home, eager to show the new stories to his family. Papa Grande looked at the library books. Read to me, he said to Tomas. First, Tomas showed him the pictures. He pointed to the tiger. ¡Qué tigre tan grande! Tomas said, first in Spanish, and then in English. What a big tiger! Read to me in English, said Papa Grande. Tomas read about tiger eyes shining brightly in the jungle at night. He roared like a huge tiger. Papa, Mama, and Enrique laughed. They came and sat near him to hear his story. Some days, Tomas went with his parents to the town dump. They looked for pieces of iron to sell. Enrique looked for toys. Tomas looked for books. He would put the books in the sun to bake away the smell. All summer, whenever he could, Tomas went to the library. The library lady would say, first a drink of water, and then some new books, Tomas. On quiet days, the library lady said, come to my desk and read to me, Tomas. Then she would say, please teach me some new words in Spanish. Tomas would smile. He liked being the teacher. The library lady pointed to a book. Book is libro, said Tomas. Libro, said the library lady. Pájaro, said Tomas, flapping his arms. The library lady laughed. Bird, she said. On days when the library was busy, Tomas read to himself. He'd look at the pictures for a long time. He smelled the smoke at an Indian camp. He rode a black horse across a hot, dusty desert. And in the evenings, he would read the stories to Mama, Papa, Papa Grande, and Enrique. One August afternoon, Tomas brought Papa Grande to the library. The library lady said, Buenos tardes, señor. Tomas smiled. He had taught the library lady how to say good afternoon, sir, in Spanish. Buenas tardes, señora, Papa Grande replied. Softly, Tomas said, I have a sad word to teach you today. The word is adios. It means goodbye. Tomas was going back to Texas. He would miss this quiet place, the cool water, the many books. He would miss the library lady. My mother sent this to thank you, said Tomas, handing her a small package. It is pan dulce, sweet bread. My mother makes the best pan dulce in Texas. The library lady said, how nice, how very nice. Gracias, Tomas. Thank you. She gave Tomas a big hug. That night, bumping along again in the tired old car, Tomas held a shiny new book, a present from the library lady. Papa Grande smiled and said, "More stories for the new storyteller." Tomas closed his eyes. He saw the dinosaurs drinking cool water long ago. He heard the cry of the wild snake bird. He felt the warm neck of the dinosaur as he held on tight for a bumpy ride. And that's the end of the story.